This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm very happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Marcela Diaz. She's executive director of Somos Un Pueblo Unido. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me, Mary Charlotte. It's always wonderful to be on the Radio Cafe.
It's great to have you. And it's sort of like, you remember that movie Groundhog Day where it's like the same thing happens every day? This is like getting sort of like that. It's the same thing every year, which is that there is controversy about a law that passed has been in effect for 12 years, namely a law that allows undocumented immigrants to use, I don't even know if that's the right term, because they have documentation, they have to use their documentation to demonstrate that they can get a driver's license, but they're allowed to have driver's licenses.
And they're required
to
get driver's licenses,
yeah,
get insurance, and register their vehicles.
Exactly. And so that law, which was passed under Governor Bill Richardson, has been in effect for well over a decade, and I wanted, and it continually is being challenged by Republicans like Governor Martinez, who has for years wanted it repealed. Before we talk about that and where we're at now, because we just started the 30-day legislative session here in the state of New Mexico, give us just a very brief rundown of this issue. How did driver's licenses come to be? What benefits have come to the state, not just to immigrants, from having driver's licenses available for them?
Well, thank you for the opportunity once again. I wish we could be talking about something else, but unfortunately, this is a great obsession by our governor and unfortunately distracts us from all of these other very important issues that are essential and critical to immigrants and non-immigrants in our state. But here we are once again. This will be the seventh time that she tries to take away licenses. This time the debate has changed a little bit, but it's great to remind your listeners that this law was passed in 2003 with a lot of support from community and faith groups, victims' rights agencies, law enforcement officials. We came together to promote a law that would require all undocumented immigrants who are going to drive to be licensed. And since then, about 90,000 people have gotten licenses and are following the rules of the road, getting tested, paying their traffic fines. They're in a law enforcement database. Law enforcement officials can keep track of any traffic violations, warrants for arrest, even delinquents that aren't paying their child support delinquents, I guess is what they call them. So there are many, many benefits to society to making sure that people have licenses. And sure enough, Somos Un Pueblo Unido worked with the Latinos Decisions, which is a national leading research and polling firm that showed or that did a broad study of registered voters in New Mexico. And it showed that, in fact, most people understand this. 69% of New Mexicans, according to a poll that was just released a couple of days ago, would prefer to continue to give driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants, then repeal them.
69%. That's a really large number.
And that's both Hispanic and non-Hispanic voters. In 2012, a similar poll was done just among Hispanic Latino voters, and it was the same number. 69% supported it. So at least among Latinos, it's remained stable or it's actually gone up. But But what that really shows is that, or at least we think it shows, that people are really tired of the politics in this debate and are two things: very sensible when it comes to what is good for public safety and road safety, but also compassionate when it comes to our immigrant community. I think that, you know, every year, and we're going to do it again this year, when our families come from all over the state to the legislature, and we don't just do it once a year at the legislature. A lot of our families meet with legislators in district meetings and in forums across the state and present themselves and their families and say, this is what I do for a living. This is what I do for my driver's license. Here are my U.S. citizen children. We are no threat to this community, but unfortunately, we are political pawns in a game that has nothing to do with us, but that could actually really affect our lives.
So describe for us that game a little bit. I mean, why has Governor Martinez been trying to get the driver's license law repealed by the legislature for all of these years? What's the big picture?
Well, you could ask her. I guess I can't get into Governor Martinez's head. But what we do know is that this was a campaign promise that she made and that she hasn't been able to deliver on for 6 years, one. Two, it's in part because she has refused to compromise. There have been several opportunities to put New Mexico into Real ID Act compliance while not taking away licenses from undocumented immigrants. But she rejected those bills and continues to hold New Mexico hostage to pander, we think, to her anti-immigrant base and to continue to raise money from her anti-immigrant base. It's been reported on widely in the press that every time she doesn't get what she wants in the legislative session and is not able to take away driver's license from our hardworking immigrant families, she writes a letter to her base and says, help me defeat these legislators. Help me stop this quote unquote dangerous law that grants driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants. And so this has really been, in that sense, good for her in her fundraising efforts. And that's something that she seems to be very good at. But unfortunately, what we're also seeing is that there's a lot of time wasted at the legislature and a lot of time wasted by advocates and by allies working to defeat this issue when we should all be working together to actually help make our state's economy stronger, our educational system stronger, and really help hardworking families in New Mexico get a leg up.
So the whole question has shifted a little bit this year because there is a thing called Real ID, which maybe you can explain to us exactly what that is, which is happening at a national level. The compliance of various states around the country varies dramatically from one state to the next. New Mexico is basically being required to offer some kind of Real ID, which is like a federal ID with which you can get on planes, I guess it is, and stuff like that. How does that affect this whole question of driver's licenses?
Well, if I could, if I would want your listeners to walk away from this show knowing one thing, that is that the Real ID Act really has nothing to do with undocumented immigrant driver's licenses. Those issues are conflated effectively, unfortunately, by the governor. But she has had four opportunities within the last 4 years to get behind Real ID compliant bills in the legislature, five opportunities. Three of those bills were actually introduced by Republicans, and she's rejected them because she is getting something out of conflating the two issues. The Real ID Act allows states, it was a law passed in 2005 in the wake of 9/11, but there was such a broad rebellion from the states, mostly Republican states, to implement this because it was costly, because it was burdenous to citizens and non-citizens in the country, and because it was basically and is basically a national ID card scheme that is being pushed down the throats of our citizens through the states. This is why 28 states, including New Mexico, have so far chosen not to comply with the Real ID Act. There are 28 states that are not in compliance. Unfortunately, this year, there were five states that were cherry-picked by Department of Homeland Security bureaucrats, law enforcement bureaucrats, to not get extensions in November. And, you know, they've basically admitted at DHS that they were doing this to make an example out of states like New Mexico across the country to encourage people to encourage states to implement fully the Real ID Act, since they were refusing and continue to refuse to do it. And so so that's where we're at right now in the state of New Mexico. People have an appetite, or at least some of our legislators have an appetite to comply. But the way that we comply is very different. There are many different options when it comes to figuring out how to comply. So the first thing that listeners should understand is that the Real ID Act does allow states to give driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants. And it does not require us to give driver's permits to immigrants or discriminatory driver's licenses to immigrants. It also does not force us to force our citizens, all of our citizens, to apply for a Real ID compliant license. What we don't hear a lot about in the press are the requirements to actually get a Real ID compliant license. You have to resubmit documentation to MVD in person so that they can make copies of digitized copies of these documentation and put them in an MVD database that would be accessible to MVD clerks across the country. There are many people that are nervous about all of our information being put in there. The other thing that people need to know is that in order to get a Real ID compliant license, you have to show up with a birth certificate or a passport. And so people are so freaked out about having to get passports, which they don't have to get. That was another sort of lie perpetuated by this administration and picked up by a lot of news media outlets. In order to get a Real ID compliant license, you still have to present a passport or a birth certificate. So that's going to leave people out who may not have birth certificates or don't have access to their birth certificates. I, for instance, don't have my birth certificate. So if I were to renew my license and if I were forced to get a Real ID compliant license, I'd have to contact my Office of Vital Statistics and Records from the state that I was born in, the county I was born in, to be able to furnish me with my birth certificate so that I could go in and renew my license. I don't need that because I have a passport. Many people don't fly, not that that's ever a trigger that's actually going to be enforced given that 28 states aren't complying. So there's a lot of misinformation, Mary Charlotte, about the Real ID Act. And so we really encourage people to get the information. But what I can tell you is that people don't want to be forced to get a Real ID compliant license. And that there is a bipartisan bill, truly bipartisan, that was crafted in the Senate last year that will be reintroduced this year and that has gotten the support of the majority of voters in New Mexico, according to this poll that was released by Latinos Decisions a couple of days ago. 58% of voters in New Mexico support this, while 39% say they don't support it. And it's in part because it gives people a choice. You know, it keeps driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants while allowing people to decide whether they want a non-Real ID compliant driver's license versus a compliant driver's license.
So this requirement that we have to have some kind of access to Real ID by the year 2018, what happens if a state like New Mexico just doesn't do it? I mean, do they write you a letter from Washington saying you are very bad? Like, what happens?
Well, I guess we won't know until 2018 how the Department of Homeland Security deals with, or TSA deals with, the numerous states that won't be in compliance by 2018. We suspect that that enforcement trigger will be extended and kicked down the road until who knows when, until it's repealed or until they stop putting resources into enforcing any of it. And so that's what's been happening since 2005 when it passed.
I mean, some states have passed laws saying we're not going to comply with Real ID.
There are several states that, again, are mostly Republican states. They don't give licenses necessarily to undocumented immigrants, but they have said no to the Real ID Act and have laws on the books. States like Louisiana. And Louisiana is an interesting example because Louisiana refuses to implement the Real ID Act, but they did get an extension from the Department of Homeland Security. So we should be questioning the Real ID Act in general. But if people, again, want to offer Real ID compliant licenses, there are options. That, you know, if people, I know a lot of citizens who don't want one. They don't want their information being given to all MVD clerks across the country, or they don't want to go through the unnecessary burden, which is federally mandated, of representing themselves and their documentation to get an upgraded license, right? And so there are options. And the Senate compromise that came out last year with very wide and broad bipartisan support that was rejected by the governor is one such option.
So basically that would say that you can get, once this is implemented, you can get one of two kinds of licenses if you're a citizen, namely a Real ID compliant license or a regular old New Mexican license that we've always had, and that immigrants who are not citizens, not
lawfully present,
can get a New Mexico license just the way that they have for the last 12 years.
That's not Real ID compliant.
And so that law is going to be presented again, mm-hmm. will be up for a vote, will very likely pass the Senate as it did last year. And then the question is, what happens when it goes to the House of Representatives, which is Republican here in New Mexico?
This concept was rejected by House Republicans in the last legislative session. But, you know, if there, again, if there is fear and there is appetite to implement the Real ID Act, this is probably one of the more reasonable approaches. Interestingly enough, there are other legislators in the House, legislators who are Republican or who are, you know, one of the few Democrats who has voted against driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants, proposed an interesting bill. Her name is Representative Stephanie Garcia Richards from Los Alamos, proposed a bill that would put us into Real ID compliance without touching our driver's license system at all.
Yeah, that's interesting. Just basically offering an ID.
Yeah.
So you can go to the Department of Motor Vehicles with whatever documentation, like your birth certificate or your passport, get an ID, and get on planes or do whatever you want with it. But otherwise, it's not a driver's license.
Right. And so it leaves our whole driver's licensing system intact. We would all have non-Real ID compliant licenses, which we can continue to use here, which will continue to be accepted in all of our transactions. And if you don't have a passport and you really don't want to get a passport, you can get a Real ID compliant ID card the next time you go in and renew your driver's license, if you so choose, and if you have the documentation that is required by federal law to get it. So it's another option that gives us choice. But one of the interesting things about that bill is that it was a bill originally crafted by Representative Paul Bandy, who's a Republican from a very conservative area of our state, San Juan County, who presented that bill, it was the same concept, very, very similar, in 3 years ago. And it didn't go anywhere. And it was Republicans who said that in committee, there's actually documentation to this and some press reports, Republicans who said, well, this is a great solution, Representative Bandy. Thank you for bringing it forward. But it doesn't solve our undocumented immigrant driver's license problem. And it lets Democrats off the hook. That's what a Republican legislator actually said when he voted against this. And so
it's really politics over substance.
That's right. And that's what we have been seeing time and time again with this administration. And we saw that there was a break last year again. So I like to correct people because they say, oh, well, the Republicans want this and the Democrats want that. That's not true anymore, actually. It's not a Republican versus Democrat thing. Republicans and Democrats got together and passed a Real ID compliant bill last session that creates a two-tiered system, one for people who qualify or who want a Real ID compliant license, and another license for those that don't qualify or who don't want it, like undocumented immigrants and citizens who just don't want to go through that process. Perfectly acceptable bill. Governor doesn't support it. She says that she supports something else that Representative Paul Pacheco has introduced. And that is a bill that is just a little bit hard to swallow. That's a discriminatory driver's permit bill.
And that discriminatory driver's permit bill would basically allow some kind of driving permit for undocumented immigrants, but it's so difficult to get one that it would basically be a step backwards for immigrants.
Yes, it would require immigrants to carry a one-year, go through a very onerous process, and carry a one-year that includes fingerprinting and sending information to the FBI. And it's a very dangerous thing for immigrants. But it would also force them to carry a document that they would have to show to law enforcement, you know, if they witness a crime, or if they're calling in for a domestic disturbance, or if they're victims of domestic violence, or if they are just in their car with their kids, anytime they interact with a law enforcement official, the first thing they have to show them is their identification. And that identification would say, hi, I'm undocumented. I hope that you are not interested in calling immigration officials, but we know that many state police officers call immigration officials, and many state law enforcement officers, either in the field or probation and parole officers, are mandated by this governor to report information about undocumented immigrants to the Department of Homeland Security and to ICE. And that is very scary for a lot of people. In San Juan County, we have lots of families who have lived there, work in the oil and gas industry, are helping make the money that this state is trying to figure out how to spend during a 30-day budget session. They live in a community where ICE has an office in the sheriff's department, and they are constantly collaborating, and they're already afraid when law enforcement stops them. And all they can do is know their rights, know not to get into information, not to get into discussions about their immigration status, because they know that those sheriff deputies will call ICE and detain them there until ICE shows up, right? Imagine showing a card that says that they're undocumented. They understand in San Juan County that carrying a driver's permit rather than a driver's license that singles them out based on their ethnicity and national origin and immigration status will absolutely get them deported and separated from their families. So this politics has real world consequences for many families who are integral to our economy and to the cultural fabric of New Mexico.
We're talking to Marcela Diaz of Somos Un Pueblo Unido. Now, if the two-tiered bill does pass the Senate and does also pass the House of Representatives here in New Mexico, is there a chance that the governor will sign it?
I feel like this polling that Latinos Decisions did is very helpful because it shows that the majority of voters actually are very sensible when it comes to this driver's license issue. And they want a choice. They don't want to be forced like the governor would like them to be forced under Representative Paul Pacheco's bill to have to go into MVD and upgrade their license to a driver's permit. And they want to continue to have undocumented immigrants required to get driver's licenses and register their vehicles and insure their vehicles. So it shows that the public is very supportive of these concepts, right? And is very supportive. 56% supports this Senate compromise. I don't know. She can continue to use this for another 3 years. But then I think that the fact that Department of Homeland Security continues to pressure the states, I think that if it gets to her desk and there's enough of an outcry in New Mexico, that she really won't have another choice. She's rejected compromise in the past so that she can continue to use this to fundraise on our backs and continue to use this in elections. But if we can get this to her desk, and the only way that we're going to be able to get this to her desk, is if people engage in this process. And so next Monday is our big Immigrant Day of Action, a big rally and protest at 12 o'clock in front of the Roundhouse. So we want to invite people to that. We have ways for people, if they check out our Facebook page or our website, they can get information on how they can send letters to their legislators and also call the governor. We encourage people to call the governor. We have her number on our Facebook page as well. We know that she's lying about the Real ID Act. We know that the Real ID Act, that undocumented immigrants is not the reason why we're not compliant with the Real ID Act. The only reason why we're not compliant with the Real ID Act today, Mary Charlotte, is because the governor has continued to hold Real ID compliance hostage in New Mexico to the immigrant driver's license issue. And it's unnecessary, and it's time to stop.
I hope that when we talk next year at this time, we'll be talking about education, healthcare, and other things of extreme importance.
Yeah, and I have to say about this polling, I think it's a game changer. The governor likes to say, oh, the majority of New Mexicans don't support licenses. We've done three polls. We've seen three polls in the last 5 years that really do not bear that out. New Mexico really does have a long history, as you know, of passing sensible and compassionate policies towards immigrants, policies that are meant to integrate our families rather than alienate our families. And so what I'm happy about this polling is that it really shows and corroborates that the attitudes of voters really do match that powerful tradition and that we want to stop this political pandering and just do the right thing.
Marcela Diaz is executive director of Somos Un Pueblo Unido. We will link to that site on santafe.radiocafe.org. Marcela, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.